We have two new board members. Only one is here in person, so I'll have to say nice things about the other one in absentia. But Kyle Smith is our brand new student board member. Kyle, welcome. Please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Thank you for your warm welcome, President Smark. I appreciate that. I just wanted to ask, do I give my, I guess, my remarks now, or should I, is there another time when I give my full remarks? Because they're about maybe a minute and a half.
We can go either way. I just need to ask you, you have taken the oath of office?
Yes.
Okay.
I took it last Friday.
Okay, we need to confirm that for the record. Unless anyone objects, I'd like to hear Mr. Smith.
Okay. Well, thank you. Good morning. As President Smark said, my name is Kyle Smith, and I attend North Point High School for Science, Technology, and Industry in Charles County. It truly is an honor and privilege to begin my term as a student member and represent the over 850,000 students across the state for the 2017-18 school year. I am humbled by the immense responsibility with which I have been entrusted, and I am eager to bring a student perspective to the issues that this board will address. Students across Maryland put their faith and trust in me to voice their concerns and work towards creating solutions to the problems that impact their daily lives at school and in their communities. And this year, I am more committed, determined, and hopeful than ever before to ensure this. As I address the board for the first time, I would briefly like to share a few of the concerns that students across the state have presented me. Students have told me many times with heartfelt emotion towards these topics about their concerns with the levels of support for mental health, addressing the achievement gap and inequities in our schools, the lack of funding for essential components like school infrastructure, overpopulated schools, inclusivity in school curriculum, overtesting, and so much more. But what I believe is most empowering is that students aren't waiting for change. They're creating it. Students are sharing their ideas for how we can address these concerns, about how we can work to ensure that our schools serve everyone in the best possible way. Ideas like one a Baltimore City student called for in addressing the issue of the budget deficit and its impact. The student stated that, quote, providing and or promoting free or low-cost after-school enrichment programs to students impacted by budget cuts or integrating these subjects into core classes, end quote, could be implemented. Or the solution that a Prince George's County student told me that called for addressing overtesting, stating that, quote, a transition from standardized tests to project-based learning, which allows students to alternatively display their knowledge in a certain subject. Or finally, the solution that a Howard County student listed in addressing the issue of student stress as it relates to help from as it relates to mental health, stating that, quote, adding studying sessions after school and offering tutoring help before midterm and final tests would help alleviate many students' stress. Having these kinds of resources would definitely help them raise their grades in time for the end of school, end quote. These are just a few of the many great solutions that students have advocated for and that I know the board would benefit from hearing. This year, I look forward to ensuring that there is student representation on the issues the board tackles, whether through the committee process or through the amount of feedback garnered on particular issues, because students understand these issues. They deal with them every day. And they have great ideas for how to address them. In closing, I am optimistic about what we can and will accomplish together, because when we work together, we can truly bring the type of progressive change that is necessary to address the issues that Maryland students are passionate about. Lastly, I would like to thank God for this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to serve. I thank my parents, family members, friends, the amazingly supportive community I'm fortunate enough to have at North Point and in Charles County. And most of all, I thank my peers across the state for trusting me with this immense responsibility. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. We're honored to have you with us. Thank you for your willingness to serve. We also have a brand new member, Colonel, soon to be General Irene Zoppi Rodriguez, who has been nominated, selected by the governor, and has been sworn in. But she's, I believe, teaching at the War College today, so she couldn't be here for her first meeting. But she will join us shortly, so we welcome her in absentia.
It's good she knows about war.
She will be here in August and for future meetings until confirmation. Okay. I think that's all, unless others have comments. We'll go right into the next section.